Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve. No pocket by the sewer sign, hot dogs, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. By my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. Too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down. Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt. Keep open mind, let it all hang out.
Welcome, welcome to Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. And we were listening to a tune called Let It All Hang Out by the Hombres. This is my sister, Mama AZ in Arizona's song. Mama AZ, are you there?
Sister, yes, ma'am. Greetings.
That song?
Yes. I was bopping as much as I could bop with, I got, as Minister Williams says, I got some anomalies going on, but at least I could bop a little bit because yesterday I really had some major anomalies going on with my body. However, you called to my attention last night. Mama AZ, do you hear me now? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I said, yes, ma'am. Anoint yourself. Rub your hands together, my sister, and place that Reiki energy on that position and talk to it and tell it good stuff and anomalies those away and oil yourself, anointed, oil yourself down to the bone. And I did that. And sister, it's so much better. And I took me an Alka-Seltzer Plus. That helps a lot. However, for those who may be listening, that's one of my most favorite songs. That's my theme song to start this show off. If you really, 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 really listen to that song, it's powerful. It's powerful. And like I asked my sister, the title of this show is, what did we decide on, Sister Viata?
Well, I wrote it as the metaphysical current state of melanin people.
Whoa, y'all. Did you hear that now? Okay. You know, Sister Viata, my sister, I have to give you your prop. You really be tuned in. You have your way of hearing what the Most High has. And when these godfathers, the mineral people, you know, speak to me. They have a way to communicate to me. And I love sister, because you just have a way to reword things or titles that is so appropriate. I might say one thing, but the Most High say, no, word it this way. And you, my sister, are on point. Because like the song says, parents and some grandparents, you're letting it all hang out. And it ain't good. Because not all. Let me rephrase that. Sister, I'm going by observation, and I'm just, you know, from my little world, and these babies, these special ones, and a Moman, who's a very exquisite friend of mine. I'm so proud of that sister. I don't know what to do, because her young ones, her grandchildren, are off the freaking chain in a good way. Mm-hmm. They are special, and she knows this, and she's in tune to putting those young ones in cultural things, Tai Chi and the art, and so on and so forth. And I even connected with another special friend. Her mom was my friend, who looks like Moman. They could pass for sisters. Marvella, her daughter Tracy out of South Carolina, she is a angel guide for another young brother, Brother Noah, who's special. And you see, like the Crystal Kids mom, and I urge you to go up on that contraption and pull up the Crystal Kid, this little 8-year-old brother. He does grids with crystals, and they talk to him like the mineral people talk to me. And his mom guides him, because she's also a shaman. And I'm observing some of the grandparents and some of the mothers, and these babies are crying out. Not all. Please. Now, I know not all, because you got the ones like the Tracys, and the ones like the Momans, and the ones like the Viatas, and the ones like Mama Z, when I have the opportunity to share, you see. But I'm limited, because ones do their best to shut me up, you see. But I'm so proud of the grandparents and the substitute parents who are in charge of these special ones, who are teaching them. Because it's so many little ones, Sister Viata, that the parents are saying, let it all hang out in not a good way. That's what that song represents to me right now. I love that song, because it says a lot.
I've never heard that song before.
Yes, if you listen to the lyrics, if you listen to the lyrics,
well, you will oversing. The one thing that stood out was a Reuben sandwich. She's talking about a Reuben sandwich. I used to love some Reuben sandwiches with sauerkraut.
Yes.
I don't eat meat anymore, so that part of it was just a kind of a flashback to time past. when I
but it's more
it.
To it.
Yes,
it's more to it, sister. And metaphysically, I don't know how many ones that we have on the line. Brother Kwame is he's someplace else on another journey. But you decided, why did you decide to entitle this podcast Metaphysics, about metaphysics? That's interesting.
Well, that's
what I'm talking about.
Well, our reality is more of what we don't see. In my mind, my belief system now at this state of the journey is that our reality in this universal existence is more about what we don't see as humans. And so we have to always look above the physical. It's like disease even. Disease starts from a metaphysical place in the mind first before it manifests in the body, before doctors can even see from their test what's going on in the body. That disease has already started on a metaphysical level and the non-physical level, the emotional level, the mental, the thoughts and emotions, which we can't see, but they're demonstrated by people's behavior. That's where the reality and the influence is in our lives. So we have to look at, if we see have any thoughts about melanin people, there's always a metaphysical perspective and a divine timing purpose type perspective. So that's where my mind always goes there when we're talking about any issues in this country. Just like the battle over vaccines, that's a spiritual thing for sure. Because the powers that be want to control everything. And so that's just one more element of trying to control and then testing people to see what choices they're going to make. So we always have to. So your journey this week, I'm sure you've had a lot of opportunities to see the melanin people making certain choices. So with that, what have you been seeing, Mama AZ, with the people in your in part of the neck of the woods, in your environment in Arizona? What are you seeing in that part of our country about the melanin people and the metaphysical message that we can overstand just in that one area? What's going on? Are you there? Oh, I think Mama AZ has dropped out. So she'll be back in. And for those who are on the call, we are talking about the Rock Medicine Women's perspective on current events, what is going on in our country, in our cities, in our environment, in our neighborhood, and what can we do to improve our position as we interact with people of all races, colors. That's why we call this the Rainbow Coalition, because it's a journey with people of all colors. So I think Mama AZ is back on the line, and we're talking about the perspective in Arizona that she has with melanin people. What are the metaphysical messages that you're receiving from the ancestors or from the messengers of the universe?
Sister, I am seeing that not a whole lot has changed since I was here many, many years ago and I taught basically what I'm doing now, craft classes and what have you. I'm grateful for my friend Moman and her insight. However, I see more and more ones of melanated persuasion that are just refusing to wake up. And I do not understand that. You know, the eating, and I'm not saying that I'm holier than thou, and I'm not saying that I know everything, but, you know, it's not important for our people to have access, even if they had access to classes and family life and family living, Tai Chi, Reiki. I don't get it. I do not understand why I'm not getting it. You know, where do these things come from within me? But I do not see it from the populations of people that I'm involved with and people that I'm not involved with. You know, it's as though, well, I'm just trying to survive. That's all I can do. That's all I care about. And it's the children are like they're left out there with many, many gifts. And what really bothers me, sister, is that I see more Caucasian children, maybe some that do not even have the money, find a way to do what they need to do to support their children, to make sure that they get involved in some of these activities. We can pool our resources or something. I mean, you know, this means so much to me. I do everything that I can, and then stuff that I really should not do as far as monetarily, because it just kind of keeps me like, you know. But it being a part of the special children's lives while I've been given this opportunity, I don't waste a moment when, you know, even if sometimes when I'm really not feeling my best, I do whatever I need to do, rest the day, and then I get back up again no matter what. And at least teach them something of importance. And our melanated people do not, for some reason, see the value in that. And if they are with a group of people, which I will not call any name, you know, if those ones who are supposed to be in charge, what are you doing to teach your young people in the congregation how to be entrepreneurial thinkers and how to have your own businesses and how to grow your own food and those kinds of things? It's just a few of us here, and I just do not understand that. I just do not, sister, and it just bothers me.
Well, I think part of it is that we're not supposed to be looking at the skin color in any circumstance. We're supposed to look at the heart of that person. I mean, that crystal child, that 8-year-old crystal child, is very unique and very special. And we don't discount anything, any gift that child has because of his race. We just see the gift.
No.
That's all there is. So the same goes with any child who is assigned to us. We have assignments. These kids come to us in different ways by relatives or by friends or grocery store or whatever, however kids come into our lives or our space, they've been assigned, I believe, by the Most High. So we accept them no matter what color they are, and then we don't have to, I don't think we have to overstand at all why there are not more melanin kids assigned to us, because I, for one, am an integrator. I was born to integrate, I believe. My dad was born to integrate. We have spent more time in the presence of people of other races than we have of people with our, of our own race. And I just love that because nothing offends me anymore because of a person's skin color. And I don't think about so much whether my assigned individual's human faces are of a certain color. I just look at, wow, look at the heart of this person. And but we're so used to that growing up, if we, especially if we grow up in a melanin community, we're so used to the hardships that we went through and the racism and the victim mind and all the attitudes that we grow up with and we mature with that are hard to shake off. And so I see your journey and anyone's journey who's struggling with this issue of why aren't there more melanin people getting on board and letting it all hang out. Because, you know, that song, you can look at that song two ways. I have always looked at a song like that, Let It All Hang Out, as get loose, yeah, be free, don't have any inhibitions, do what feels good, and do what your heart tells you to do. But you presented a different perspective that people are letting stuff hang out for in a negative way, which I've never really thought of it that way. That term, let it all hang out, to me always represented being freer with who you
well,
are.
Well, that's what initially, sister, that's what that song represented. Just, you know, you might hear stuff that you may not be used to or whatever, just say it. Just let it all hang out. However, today I was just guided to present this to the listening audience, to you, because you have a very exquisite way of explaining things. And Sister Viata, I am so grateful that your parents allowed you to come through their gate, and your dad had the influence that he did with you, because this has in turn created a very powerful, in your own right, light worker. That's the only way that I can put it. Light worker. Do you hear me now? Do you understand what I just said?
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then I'm having the opportunity here as well to remember and to reflect. Being here, Vanilla Bright's world, it is just it's therapeutic, and it any amount of money, it would not be. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't take $1 million or $10 million right now. I'm serious to have what is happening here with me, no matter what. And for some of the ones that do not hear from me, is please, it's not because I do not love you. I love all of my family, because if you had not been who you are, I would not be who I am metaphysically. And I give thanks to the Most High that I had the courage, the gumption, the ascended masters, the ancestors, and everybody. And my brother says, well, who are these ancestors? your ones that have gone on before you and maybe still here with you, that pray for you, that keep your well-being in mind and in tone with the Most High. You see, without any of this, without me saying, okay, I hear you, I would have never gone to Virginia, never researched Edgar Cayce because of my mom. Never, none of these things. I would have not been privileged to meet ones on your order, ones on Little Noah's order, ones on Sister Marvella's order, ones on the Crystal Kids order, ones on Moman's order, and Kwame, and Professor, and L.A. Davis, and all of these people, Makita, everybody, all of you that I didn't mention, you have been a, God, I can't even begin to tell you how powerful
these are the messengers. We are the messengers who are teaching and learning from one another. So the metaphysical state of not just melanin people, it's a time to be aware of why you're here. Who's your teacher? Who is your teacher today? Your teacher could be your child. I have a granddaughter whose parents are one of a Colombian descent, and my son, who, of course, is of African-American and Native American descent. That little girl, that little one-year-old, is teaching us lessons about who she is. She's a light bearer. She is already shining her light even at the age of 1 year old. I can't really say she's an African-American child because her mixture now has added now Colombian ancestry, which now includes African American, but Colombian ancestry also includes some Europeans. So who's to say, and if someone's on the line who wants to share their point of view about this, who's to say who's African American and who's Native American and who is mixed heritage? I mean, I'm looking at, in my own background and my ancestors, I'm looking at least three different continents came together to bring forth my person, my being. So when we look at the melanin state today, it has to be one of recognizing who's awake and who's asleep, and then bringing your own light, whether it's in Arizona or Florida or Texas or wherever, bringing the light that you have to that situation, no matter what color they are. Because as you said, that crystal child is not of African-American descent, but we recognize that is a special child who is seeing things and hearing from the mineral people, the stones, just like you are. And yet we know also from listening to Naima Latif's show that there are Caucasian people walking around here who know they were African-American in their previous life. So they have a totally different perspective on viewing the people in their environment, the messengers who have come to teach them. So the lesson for us today is in the colored skin, melanin skin, is that everybody we see has a mission and has not necessarily been in the African-American race all their journeys through the different incarnations. And that's where we have to help our melanin brothers and sisters to recognize that these messengers in our family, in our life, my sons are messengers now. I try not to even call them my sons because that attachment creates problems if they pass away or if they don't respond lovingly to their mother or their parents. How many children do we know who are paying attention to their parents every week, even, or every day? Very few. Not in my book. Children are doing their own selfish thing these days, a lot of them. And so we just have to recognize that they have an assignment, just like we have an assignment. If they're not a year, 1 year old, my 1 year old granddaughter, my assignment is to help her get some decent food in her diet, because her parents are doing the fast food thing, they're doing the, you know, the convenient thing, rather than consciously aware that this child needs, especially if you're vaccinating the child, this child needs some extra supplements in her diet. This child needs some really organic food if you can. Yeah, otherwise, you're going to be dealing with sickness. And unfortunately, the state of a lot of melanin people is that the answer to sickness is the medical system. And then we've got people like Governor Jerry Brown in California, who just signed a bill that says they're going to force vaccinations on children in California, especially melanin children, because melanin children are the ones whose parents are saying they don't have time to take them out and homeschool them. They don't have time to look into this vaccination debate and decide whether it's a good thing or not. They just have to go along with what the system says most of the time. So on a metaphysical state in that arena, there's so much ignorance and power of the adversary to control, especially melanin people. They're going down the same path of ignorance and slave mentality that says we have to do everything the master says because we don't have any choices. We don't have any power. So I know that you are said same
we
thing.
Do. Ma'am.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that? You broke up.
That we have these parents, especially the melanin parents, who are in the corporate lifestyle and the medical system that says we don't have any choices. We have to submit. We have to submit to whatever the system says, and we don't have any power.
You know, sister, this is another reason that I am so abundantly grateful for these times, because, you know, I've had times where no one even knew or even bothered to check to see if I was all right or I was at home or whatever the case may be. And you know what kept me sane and kept me going were my Baha'i writing, my love for meditation, for certain books and practices that I had become accustomed to doing every day. And if I did not, I felt like I was playing hooky from school. It became a part of my regimen. And I got to a level that I took one day at a time, and it really didn't bother me if I had one to check on me or not, because during that time, I had the opportunity to fast, to have a couple of days that, you know, I needed to not have nourishment. And that's the way, that is the way I got through it, and I looked at it. And I'm still here, years later. And now I value my privacy because I can talk to the Most High And sometimes I turn my Bach off. I love my Bach. It keeps me rolling. However, sometimes the ancestors, the Most High, the Ascended Masters say, look, we need to have a chat and you need some silence so you can hear us. We got some messages we want you to hear and hear to the point you overstand.
Well, you know, and I'm getting that. You're getting different nourishment. You said, made a statement that you stopped getting nourishment when you stopped eating, but there's
yes.
a transfer to metaphysical is that your nourishment's not coming from a material source or like
that's right, food is per se. Yes, help me out here, sis.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, yes, help me.
You got
too.
People
in the
East. In the Himalayan mountains, they go without food for 30, 40 days, and they're just living on air.
Yes.
They call those breatharians.
Yes.
So that's the state of the people we know a lot of times. They think they can't get nourishment from anything but food. That's the situation I found myself in with my ex-spouse, is that every day, there was never a fasting day for him, except when he was in the hospital, when he couldn't eat anything because he was so sick. The Most High will put people in the hospital because they don't know how to fast.
That's right.
That's something, that's a choice that we can make to nourish our soul without food, with just the emotions and the spirit within us. We nourish the soul within us, the spirit within us, and we leave out the material chemicals that most of us are eating, and we concentrate on the breath, breathing deeply, worshiping our Creator for the breath that He's given us, and concentrating on the nourishment that comes from the universe, the cosmos, the planets, the moon, the stars. Ooh, I love that kind of nourishment. If you ever go outside on I think we have a full moon now. And
we do.
You can be nourished from that moon. It's amazing. When you step outside.
I found out about that last night when my little girl called me, Miss Makeda, and she said, Miss Arizona, you know it's a full moon on your Earth Day. And I said, what? I couldn't get up to go outside to look, you know, but I will tonight. Yes, ma'am. It's all Sister Vyasa. You make things so clear. And I just love it. I love us, you know.
But it's listening. It's listening to your words and feeding off of what you say that gives both of us the ability to teach each other. You're the messenger teaching. I'm a messenger teaching. Anyone who speaks is a messenger if we're willing to listen.
Yes.
To point out their perspective. Whoever talks on this show, they're giving their perspective. That's a journey that we are totally unfamiliar with most of the time, that where they've been.
That's right.
And so
right.
We have to be good listeners. I just think this is a show about being a better listener. Listening.
It is.
But others are sharing and helping us to grow. That's the state of the melanin people, is that we've got to grow out of these traditions that the slaves were in, whether it's food or religion. We have to get out of the traditions of man. The scriptures tell us, even in Mark 7, it's the Messiah speaking, saying that you nullify the word with your traditions. We nullify the word with your traditions. So if melanin people are stuck in their traditions, then the word is not powerful in their life. So we have to be able to discern if we're still in tradition or are we in truth. Are we in tradition? Go ahead.
Sister, that's a very interesting way of putting it. If melanated people are stuck in their tradition, they are not really fully comprehending the word. Is that basically what you meant or said?
Yeah, that's the way I see it. That's the way the words in Mark are stating that the traditions of man make the word of the Most High ineffective or powerless.
Wow.
There's no power. Because look at all the promises. We have so many promises in the scriptures for the people of the Most High, those who are servants of the Most High, those who are conscious, really. And those promises apply only for those who believe, who have the belief that there is a Creator and that the Creator is working to bring His Word to pass and fulfill His Word and prophecy and all that. But if we're stuck on our traditions and the Word says we're supposed to be renewing our mind, continually renewing our mind, Romans 12, to be continually renewing our mind. So are we doing that? If not, then we're stuck on SOS, stuck on stupid, which we have defined stupid as substandard teachings, unable to propel, inspire, or deliver. That's the acronym for stupid, is that we're stuck on the substandard teachings of man.
Yes.
Man's teachings are substandard because most of them are about control, and the Most High is not about control. We have free will in the kingdom of the Most High, and if we're not practicing free will and we have someone who's controlling everything we do, then we're in for a rude awakening because the karmic energy is still flowing. We reap what we sow, and even those people trying to control are going to reap what they're sowing because that is not the way. That is not the highway of our Creator.
Well, you know, sister, I'm just every day when I rise, no matter what the circumstances are, you can always open up your door. And you can, I can, and see this beautiful tree staring back at me and saying, "Greetings, Mama AZ, greetings. I was placed here just for you because I knew that you would be coming to see me sooner or later and giving thanks that I'm in your presence." I swear to God that tree tells me that. And when I look at it, even when I'm not able to get out there, I can open my door, sister, and give thanks for all the beauty that that tree gives me and all the healing. And a lot of times I do go out there when I'm able and I hug it and I lean up against it and I give thanks that it's there in my life. I give thanks. And please, everyone who's listening, go and hug a tree. Give thanks, no matter what people may say to you. Open your mind or say about you. Open your mind and go and just commune with the tree. Commune.
And here, you know what? Thank you for bringing that tree of life into the picture, because that's another piece of knowledge that our melanin people are ignorant of, and that is that nature is us, and we are nature. That tree with those rings in its trunk represent the rings within us. If any one of you... if you understand about the chakras are representative of the energy stations in the human body. And this is something that is so foreign to most melanin people. As I've traveled through the holistic conferences and holistic classes, There's not very many melanin people in these groups of people learning about chakras and yoga and all that.
So here's the thing.
When you bring up the fact that we should hug trees, that is just an introduction. That's an introduction into who we are metaphysically. That tree is started as a seed. We start as a seed. That tree grows and with a trunk. We have a trunk with circles, with these circular patterns of chakras. That tree has rings. That tree has rings that that are carrying nutrients throughout that trunk. We have, hallelujah, We have these chakra rings. We have these chakra rings within this tree of life called the body, the human body, that are really metaphysical, more energy than they are physical, because the chakras are all about our energy places in our body that nourish our emotions, that nourish our spirit and our soul. And so the Holy Spirit comes along and tries to guide and direct this all this energy within us and help us and to listen to our bodies. So when you talk about hugging a tree, that's hugging ourselves. It's like being good to ourselves, because that tree is so representative of the branches that we are to bring forth, the flowers that we are to bring forth, the leaves that we are to bring forth, the strength in the trunk that we are to bring forth. And that strength that in our trunk is nourished mostly by chakra energy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And this is what we want our melanin brothers and sisters to wake up to, is get out of the traditional thinking that a medical doctor has to fix you every time you're broken, and get into the mind that everything within us is in the tree and vice versa. And when you say go out and hug the tree, it's like, go out, please, and connect with yourself. Go connect with yourself and who you really are.
Sister, you know it's your bad self. I love it. Yeah. See, you know, I say the creator is a bad motor scooter, a bad whatever, because if you listen, you will have some moments with the Most High that's totally awesome if you listen and you quiet your mind down. So people, sometimes that's the Creator's way. When you find yourself alone, that the Creator's way of wanting to have a moment, a chat with you. So look at it like this. If you're lonesome, you're lonely, you say, okay, God, Creator, whichever, Buddha, whatever, whomever, but you know, what are you wanting to have a conversation with me about? I'll be quiet and I will listen. And sometimes also your mini selves, your higher selves, those ones that are part of you that you are not conscious of yet, they also want to have a chat with you. And if you got all of this and all of that roaming around in your environment, people and their personalities and this, that, and the other, you can't be quiet with your many selves and with the Most High. You can't have that conversation in its entirety, one-on-one, if you have all of these people things,
distractions,
noise,
yeah,
coming at you. And,
right,
and you know what, Sister Viata? I really want to go to Virginia. However, it must not be time, because every day the Most High, for the last past 2 weeks, I've been having a counsel, a conversation, a choir conversation, and I've been told everything is in divine order.
Huh.
And I've also realized that, you know, I have a sister who, you know, she's Capricorn, and she kind of agitates, or she tries to now. However, what she says, well, your children do not come to see you, and but there's something wrong with that. You must be. And you know what? It just occurred to me the other day, I'm so grateful. Both of my children are not locked down in Vacation Bible School, meaning the Hooskow, or, you know, prison.
Is that
and, yeah, you know, and they are doing what they came to the planet to do.
That's right.
And this is what is the most important thing. And so I move on to be with others who are like me, because I learned through my parents and some of their habits. I am so eternally grateful that I didn't pick those habits up. I knew better. And so there may be some things that my children do not appreciate or see the value in it, and they just go on about their business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful, because they are both young women, and especially my youngest, I call her Muffin. She's a very hard worker. Both of my girls are. And they've never been on welfare or had to be a part of that system, as far as I know. I know my youngest. And I was thinking today how grateful I am that whatever those young women learned, they did get some positiveness, whether they recognize it or not, from their mom. Because I've always been about teaching from a higher perspective. And just being here in this place, Vanilla Bright, but I don't know, sister, if that this elder has any idea of how appreciative that I am that the Most High has opened her gate, her door, to me. And I look back over my life now, and no matter what negative things have happened to me, I look at it from the standpoint of not being sad, being abundantly grateful, sister,
well,
for
the
blessings.
Energy. Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting back to melanin people who want to say you didn't do a good job as a parent, that's kind of the hint you get when you have sisters saying, well, look at your children, look how they turned out or whatever. And I was getting a thought when you said that of how people like that don't really love themselves. And so they have to judge other people to make themselves feel better. That's how I see them. And somebody might have a different opinion. But when you have someone who's always telling you what a poor job you did, then they probably feel like they didn't do a good job either, but they see you as the scapegoat, and they're going to judge you and criticize you. And I've been there. I've been there myself. That's why I speak that. And I didn't love myself. I didn't care. I was put down. I had an alcoholic parent. You and I both have that in common.
Oh,
and when
yeah.
you have an alcoholic parent, you rarely get the nurturing of, honey, you look cute in that dress. You're so beautiful. I love you. You're my child. You don't get that kind of conversation or language from an alcoholic parent because they're too busy drowning in their beer or having a pity party themselves. So we miss that when we're growing up. So we feel insecure, and we just carry that on to our own children and criticize them and judge them. And so I see that clearly in people who want to tell you that you did a bad job as a parent, that they're lacking love themselves. And if they can't, especially your sister, when you're both coming from the same parent, you had the same experience of not receiving the love and nurturing and the encouragement that every child needs. And that's why it's so important, as Naima talks a lot about, or they have shows lately about children, about lifting these children up at a young age, even if they're not related.
Yes.
Speak love
yes.
into their hearts. Because we don't know what's going on in these houses. We don't know the abuse or the lack of love situation in these houses. So when we're conscious, we melanin people who are conscious, we have to share this love with every child, no matter what their race is. Because that's where the racism and the hatred comes in, even with Caucasian, is that they haven't gotten any love either. They've just gotten a bunch of lies from their parents about those people are no good and they're lazy and shiftless. So we now, as the conscious ones, we're not even concerned about melanin people, just melanin people. We're concerned about every person we meet because we
yes.
have to stop this hatred, this anger, this bitterness, this alcoholism. We want to stop this no matter what the race is. And so that's
yes.
what we're trying to, I think together we're trying to get this message out to hug a tree, so that you learn to love yourself first and then stop hating on other melanin people, stop hating on other Caucasian, Indian, whatever, and give
yes.
the love now
yes.
that you've gotten from that tree of life that's within you. Get those chakra rings activated every day, being quiet, turning off the TV, being quiet and listening to that voice within you. That loving voice
yes.
within you, the one who knit you together in the womb and said, I love you. You have a great purpose on this earth. And don't let anybody, sister, brother, mother, don't let anybody tell you that you are the most valuable person in your environment. We've got
yes.
to get out of this low self-image. I don't like myself. Look at what I've done. Look at what my sister told me. Look at what my brother says about me. We have to learn to hear only one voice when it comes to building each other up, building ourselves up. And that's that voice of our Creator, our Heavenly Father,
yes.
Yahuwah, who I call. It's His voice. That
yes.
voice is what we need. And the messengers and the angels around and the people on our Blog Talk family who are speaking positive words every day. That's who we got to listen to, and stop listening to our melanin brothers and sisters who are not yet mature enough to talk the love from within because they don't have it. You know, that's what you have to see, sister, is that your sister doesn't have the love within to encourage you and build you up. I have enough love for me now to build everybody up in my circle. I am
yes.
no longer low in self-esteem. I know exactly. And that was because I was in a marriage for 36 years where the Most High was teaching me that man is not your source of love and help and encouragement. I had to learn that the hard way.
Once we learn what good, you know, I said to my sister, well, I ain't going to say what I said. I said, you know, I left her a message. I said, I am so, I'm cleaning it up, Sister Beyonce. What I initially said to her, I am so grateful that I followed my spirit and got the heck on away from here so that I could get with my family. And I'm looking at everything and I'm thinking, girl, every day, you know, I used to pine when I didn't hear from my brother or my sister or my children. You know, now, sister, I tell you, I'm blessed. As long as they're on the planet and they're doing okay, they just let me be me, and I just do my best to let them be them, and I grow because there are young people who are waiting for our wisdom, not wisdom, and I'm grateful. I mean, these young people that are in my class, I look at their faces and the intelligence and their aura, and I'm like, oh, Lord, I said, one day the Creator is going to set it up where these young people will meet my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, possibly even teach them some wisdom that they are just waiting to be taught. That's how I look at things now. Because everyone that you bring to the planet, you're not their teacher. We're messengers, and they're messengers to us. However, and you know, just because we birthed them, and I learned a long time ago, we're not always the one that are going to be their teachers, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is, you know, always keep a conversation, an open conversation with the Most High, and let you say, look, for some reason, this child does not choose to conform or to go with what I'm teaching, let that special one in a good way come into this child's life and teach her or him. And we release them and let them go unless they come back and say, look, I really need you. I really need you. I've learned, Sister Beata, so much, and I'm still learning. And I give thanks to the Most High.
Hallelujah.
I have ones like yourself in my family. You make this journey so much easier. You really do, sister.
Hallelujah.
You really
do. Praise. Thank us. And remember, the love that you're looking for in others has got to come from you first.
That's right.
That's our lesson today from the Most High and from each other and all those listening. I pray that you work on loving self first, forgiving self first, so that you can let it all hang out. And I just found another version of that song by John Mellencamp. So we're going to go out tonight, listen to another version of Let It All. Let it all hang out. What we want the love to hang out. That's what this message is for. Let that love hang out, especially around those people who are so insecure, so full of low self-esteem, so full of pity and I'm a victim. Let it all hang out. Let that love hang out so we can get moving to bring some peace to this earth. We can't bring peace
love
to this earth. Everybody is depressed and hate themselves. So thank you, Sister Mama, Sister AZ, and thank all of you who are listening tonight. We hope that you are blessed with some wisdom tonight and understanding and knowledge. And we're going to go out with a little fun here with John Mellencamp singing Mama AZ's favorite, Mama AZ's favorite song, Let It All Hang Out. Shalom and aho.
Aho.
Some man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink. Got a little look like a boy scout. Sorry about that. Let it all hang out. Sleep all day and drive all night. Bring my numb, can't stop now. Ain't no doubt, keep an open mind. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Don't know what he's talking about. Don't even sound the front porch, baby. It makes me feel like I'm selling.